Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, July 4th, and coming up in today's episode. Muslim man thrashed in Uttar Pradesh for serving at a dhaba during Kavar Yatra. China treating Pakistan as live lab for weapons testing, says Indian Army. 63 die and losses worth Rs 400 crore in Himachal rains. And India versus UK lawyers over Air India crash victims' compensation. A man working at a roadside dhaba in Uttar Pradesh was allegedly assaulted after members of a religious Hindu group questioned his identity during an inspection linked to the upcoming Kavar Yatra. It was not a government inspection, but one announced by the followers of a certain Baba. The incident occurred on June 28th at Panditji Vaishno Dhaba, located along National Highway 58 in Muzaffarnagar. The man, identified as Tajamul, was working under the name Gopal. He later told NDTV that he was asked to assume a Hindu identity to avoid any problem with certain groups. Quote, "My name is Tajamul and I was asked to go by Gopal so I could work at the dhaba without creating trouble. Sharmaji, the owner, told me to do so," unquote. Tajamul said he had been wearing a kada and using the Hindu name for around 3 months. He also claimed he was beaten during the incident. "They pulled my pants down," he said. "They beat me and I was crying," he added. The dhaba has since been closed. The altercation took place when Swami Yashvir Maharaj and his followers visited the establishment as a part of what they describe as an identity-checking drive. According to the video footage, Tajamul was asked to produce identification. He reportedly told that his Aadhaar card was missing and his phone was broken. The situation escalated, leading to the alleged assault. Muzaffarnagar police have taken action in this case, summoning 6 people linked to the incident. Sumit Bharagi, Rohit Vivek, Sumit Sunny, and Rakesh. All are associated with Baba Yashvir's Yoga Sadhana Ashram in Bagra. Swami Yashvir had earlier announced similar checking campaigns in parts of Uttarakhand, including hotels and dhabas along the Kavar Yatra route. He was stopped today by the police at Narso checkpost on the Uttar Pradesh-Uttarakhand border while en route to conduct further checks. A police presence was maintained at the border during the stop. The incident comes ahead of the annual Kavar Yatra, during which authorities in Uttar Pradesh had earlier directed eateries along the route to display food licenses and ownership details, which would include religious identity. Police investigations are ongoing. Over 80% of Pakistan's military equipment is now Chinese origin, and China is using its strategic ally as a live lab for testing military technology, according to a senior Indian Army officer. Lieutenant General Rahul R. Singh, Deputy Chief of Army Staff, Capability Development and Sustenance, shared these details during a defense event today in Delhi. He was speaking at the New Age Military Technologies seminar organized by FICCI. Lieutenant General Singh also outlined key takeaways from Operation Sindoor, India's recent military operation, a response to the April 22nd terrorist attack in Pahalgam, which had killed 26 people. The cross-border operation conducted in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir targeted 9 terror-based sites. Over 100 militants linked to Jaish-e-Mohammed, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and Hizbul Mujahideen were reportedly neutralized. Quote, "There are a few lessons from Operation Sindoor. The strategic messaging by leadership was unambiguous. There is no scope of observing the pain the way we did a few years ago," unquote. He also added, "We identified 21 targets and selected 9 to engage with the final decision taken only in the last hours. Planning was based on both technical and human intelligence." He also emphasized the role of air defense during the operation. Quote, "This time our population was not in panic and our systems responded well. But we need to build a much more robust air defense system." On Pakistan military's capabilities, Lieutenant General Singh said 81% of the country's equipment is now sourced from China. China is now able to test its weapons against other systems. It's like a live lab available to them. He added that Turkey also supported Pakistan in certain areas during recent escalations. According to Lieutenant General Singh, during the conflict, Pakistan had live updates on India's military movements through Chinese support. Quote, when DTMO level talks were ongoing, Pakistan already had access to real-time information about our vectors provided by China, he said. Data from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute shows that China has sold $8.2 billion in arms to Pakistan since 2015. Between 2020 and 2024, nearly 63% of China's total arms export went to Pakistan, making it Beijing's largest defense customer. This includes over half of Pakistan's fighter aircraft fleet, including the JF-17 Thunder and J-10C jets. Reports also indicate Pakistan is preparing to induct 40 Shenyang J-55 fifth-generation stealth fighters from China. A 2025 report by the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency states that India sees China as its primary adversary, while Pakistan is viewed as a manageable concern. At least 63 people have been confirmed dead and 40 are reported missing, as Himachal Pradesh reels under the impact of continuous heavy rainfall during monsoon season, which has triggered cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides across the state. The state government has placed all districts on high alert, with heavy rain warnings in place till Monday, which is July 7. According to officials, the worst affected region is Mandi district, where 17 deaths have been recorded so far. Tunang, Bagsai areas in Mandi, part of former Chief Minister Jairam Thakur's Assembly constituency, Mandi is also BJP MP Kangna Ranaut's seat, have suffered extensive damage. The Karsog and Dharampur areas have also reported major destruction. At least 40 people are missing in Mandi alone. Other confirmed fatalities include 13 in Kangra, 6 in Chamba and 5 in Shimla. Casualties have also been reported from Bilaspur, Hamirpur, Kinnor, Kullu, Lahol Smithi, Sirmaur, Solan and Una. More than 100 people have been injured across the state. Property damage is currently estimated at whopping Rs 400 crore, though officials say the final number could be much higher. Quote, we have recorded over 400 crore rupees in losses so far, but the actual damage, you can't know, said D.C. Rana, Special Secretary of the State Disaster Management Authority. He also added, our focus now is on search, rescue and restoration. Hundreds of homes have been damaged or destroyed and at least 14 bridges have collapsed. Nearly 300 livestock, including 160 cattle, have died. More than 500 roads have been blocked and over 500 electricity transformers are out of service, cutting power to thousands. There are growing concerns over water and food shortages in some areas. Terrifying videos have surfaced online showing swollen rivers sweeping away buildings, hillsides collapsing in landslides, and residents fleeing for safety. A landslide in Shimla's Dhali suburb and another in Sirmaur district Shilai area along National Highway 707 were captured on video and widely shared on social media. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said he has spoken with chief ministers of the affected states, which include Himachal Pradesh, Gujarat, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh, all reeling under the heavy monsoons, and assured them of full assistance. Quote, adequate number of NDRF teams have been deployed and reinforcements can be sent, unquote. Relief and rescue operations are ongoing, led by state agencies and National Disaster Response Force. Authorities have warned of continued rain and urged residents in vulnerable areas to stay alert. Families of those killed in the Air India crash in Ahmedabad last month have accused the airline, Air India, of pressuring them into submitting detailed financial and legal information under the threat of not receiving advance compensation. Air India has firmly denied the allegations, calling them unsubstantial and inaccurate. The crash occurred on June 12, shortly after flight AI-171 took off from Ahmedabad en route to London. The aircraft, which was in air for around 40 to 50 seconds, crashed into the residential quarters of BJ Medical College in Meghani Nagar area and caught fire. Of the 242 people on board, only one survived. Most victims were residents or staff from the college premises. Following the tragedy, Air India, owned by the Tata Group, announced a compensation of Rs 1 crore for families who had died, and an interim payment of Rs 20 lakh to address immediate needs. However, UK-based law firm Stewards, representing several of the victims' families, has raised concerns over how the airline is handling the compensation process. It claimed families were told they must complete a complex questionnaire before receiving any payment, The Guardian has reported, and in The Guardian And in the Guardian report, there is a statement from the firm which says they are being forced to fill out these forms in intense heat with no guidance. The question involved legal terms most families cannot interpret correctly. The firm, which was partner with Ahmedabad's Nanavati and Nanavati, as well as international legal teams preparing a case against aircraft manufacturing Boeing, alleged that families are being pressured under the threat of forfeiting a compensation. Quote, the information being asked could be used against the families later, even though most are unaware of the legal implications. Air India rejected the accusation, stating that the questionnaire is necessary to verify entitlement and ensure the compensation is received by the rightful beneficiaries. Quote, Air India cannot process these payments in an information vacuum. It is entirely fair and necessary to ask, for instance, if a family member was financially dependent on the deceased. The airline also details support measures taken so far. A facilitation center has been set up at the Taj Skyline Hotel in Ahmedabad to help families fill out the forms, and the questionnaire has also been made available via email. Airline staff are reportedly present at the center to provide assistance. So far, interim payments have been released to 47 families, and documents for another 55 cases have been verified for processing. Air India said it remains in contact with others to expedite the payments. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV news app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.